Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. I am going to give you a bus tour today. I'm going to start with the outside. We'll go inside if I can find. I have a bunch of photos and videos of my bus when I first got it and kind of some of the stages along. If I can find those, they're somewhere on a hard drive. If I can find those, I'll insert those to kind of show you where I started, and then we'll get to the finished product. If I can't find them, we're going to just jump right into the finished product. So let's go. First, we'll start with the paint. I went with, instead of having to sand the whole bus, I just washed it and I put a one-step garage floor epoxy and painted it, and it's very tough and it's very hard and it's very durable and it's very sticky. So, and it's kind of a flat, so I don't have to worry about getting a nice shine or making sure everything looks even. The bumper here I sanded, and the grill here I just did with a rattle can. Same thing with the detailing that you see here. I just put a little piece of tape across there and did a rattle can for the black trim. The white is a, they have it for mobile homes and for RV trailers as a sealant, but it's a UV reflective. So the gray during a sunshine, I'll hit it with a laser thermometer. It'll be about 145 degrees. And this brings it down to about 110. Although when the sun's right overhead, it doesn't get that hot at all. And of course the red racing stripe, because it makes it go faster. I took off the old school bus lights and instead I put in modern LEDs. And really that's kind of about it as far as the paint job goes. I had a hitch welded on here just the other day. So that is now, when the bus is running, it's got air suspension, so it lifts it up. So right now the center of the trailer receiver is at about 20 inches. When the air suspension brings it up, it's about 25. So I have a drop hitch so that I can tow my truck that you see over there, so I can tow that level. I added in a trailer lighting, which from here is actually all the wiring for it's right up there, and then I just ran it down the corner here and out through the bottom of the bus. Down here, the only other thing I have is this is my water tank, 50-gallon water tank, exit nozzle. I have a little pump I can hook up to this if I want to shower outside of the bus, if I've gone swimming or something. I have my water tank fill there. And let's see, the only other thing I can think of that I did that's really meaningful is right here This had a big grill that let in fresh air to the driver along his feet, but it was all a waffle pattern, and so water would run down here and blow into there, and it ended up rusting the floor right here underneath the fuse panel. So I took Bondo and filled that all in and sanded it and painted it, and you can't even see it exists. And I took off the front mirrors that buses have mirrors that stick way out here. I took those off, and I'm just using the other mirrors. And here's a double set bank of batteries. And I took out a bunch of fuses. This is a rat's nest of wires. But most of the stuff, this is the panel for all the things that had to do with the school bus. Sorry, I get my big fat hand in the way there. This is the panel that that had everything to do with the body of the bus. The engine stuff is up there. So I took out all the fuses. I put in a new fuse line. And I left things kind of unrouted because I'm always having to fiddle with something. So I've got, these are for my backup camera, for my overhead lights, for my entry lights, and for my phone charger, things like that. But I kept it simple, so if something goes wrong, I can just reach in here, see what's lit, which fuse is blown, pull it out, fix it. I don't care about pretty. You'll notice in a lot of things, I don't care how pretty things are. I want to make sure that they're functional, and I can easily fix them kind of while I'm on the road. That's most important to me versus having things look all pretty. I mean, I do want it to look okay. Oh, and my chimney stack is up there, as well as I've got 8 panels that are 160 watts of solar each. So that brings in about, I think it's rated around 1300 watts of power. And on a good sunny day, I can bring in about 900. I took apart the original entryway stairs here. I put in wood instead. I took out the original dash, and I put in wood just because it makes it easier to mount things. And also, I've got 4 screws holding in this board, 4 screws holding in that board, and my windshield washer motor's right underneath there. So instead of having to take the whole dash apart, if something goes wrong in there, I can just pop it off. I've got my backup camera that I quickly wired in there. And let's see, I've got my backup camera switch I just threw into that, and then this is my running lights that I threw into there. Again, a lot of the wires and stuff are exposed. I don't care because it makes it really easy to work on. I've got just a little iPad here and a mount that I can use for my map and navigational things, and then I've got a little charger I wired in. And again, this will probably all get covered with a curtain or some panel to make it look pretty, but I honestly don't care. Threw in a quick fan. High-speed motor fan that's the old-school bus style. Curtains in the front, so I can pull those across at night. Same thing, curtains over here. And you'll notice I have all the curtains closed because I have a reflective foam in them for the summertime down here. Well, in the winter, too. So when it's below 50 degrees and it's above 80 degrees, I put foam in the windows to block it all off. I've got all my laundry in this one, my clothes, and this one, clothes. And then you can see I've got the rest of my cabinets. I've got my drone in here. I've got trash and a water catcher for my sink. I'll show you that in a second. But I have a nice, big, long workbench to do all my work on. And I've got hot plates and microwaves and stuff I can set on here when I want to. 3/4 or half-size fridge. I don't know. It's pretty big. Right now it's just filled with a couple of drinks that I've got in there. But it'll hold everything I need. Same thing with the freezer. Instead of ice cubes, I got some whiskey blocks because they can't spill when I go down the road. They're reusable. Dehumidifier. Full-size kitchen sink. So this is a full-size kitchen sink. I don't have the pump on right now, so I'm sure nothing will come out. Or maybe it will because of pressure. And then instead of doing an external drain, I just have it come down here into this little 3 or 4 gallon container. And I can just unhook it, take it out, dump it, put it back underneath. But instead of doing holding tanks outside the bus, if I do extremely cold winters, because I've taken this down to about 28 degrees, the insulation in it is R10 in the floor and in the walls, I don't have to worry about an external tank freezing. So I can just take this out, dump it, pop it back in. Cleaning supplies, and of course, trash. All my water and all that's run back there. So I've got both 12 volt up in the ceiling, as you can see here, and then I have 110 plugs that I'm running on a 20 amp fuse. So I've got, this is an office bracket or an office extender. So the difference is that if it's 15, it'll have just the double plugs like that. But if it's a 20 amp, it's got a sideways plug like that. So I can run 1800 watt cook stove and things like that without any problems. Same thing over here. Got a little space heater for 1500 watts in case I'm in an RV park and I don't have or don't feel like using my wood stove. And of course my microphone, and this is my setup for doing work. I've got my light panel there so I can keep myself well lit. My microphone, audio control panel over there, laptop, and a little 17-inch foldable monitor. So when I'm traveling, I can just take that, fold it flat, and it won't slide off. And I hold some computer stuff down in there. Of course, chair. Wood stove. This will keep me plenty toasty warm when it's really cranking in the wintertime. Even at about 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius, keeps me plenty warm. Ash bucket, some tools, little axe to chop some stuff, tongs and stuff to fiddle. And then I use that to get ash, sort ash out of it, but be able to keep the hot coals. Let's see, fan. And then a queen size bed. And that's about all there is to it. There's plenty of room underneath it, so a lot of my storage of winter clothes and sports stuff and extra food and all that's down underneath there. As you can see, I've got extra food in case things go south. I've got my CO2 and fire alarm up there. And then down back in here, I've got the bathroom. So this is just plywood underneath there. And then I did the same floor that I did out here, which is a laminate, or excuse me, what do they call that? Like a pergo floor, which is a kind of a thick laminate. I did the same thing in here, but I coated this with a layer of epoxy to waterproof it. And I also painted that epoxy all along the boards and up the wall there. So this is kind of, and same thing here, you can see it's kind of shiny. So that's all waterproof. So when I shower, it'll go down the drain. But if it splashes up or works its way up the wall a little bit, it's still all waterproof. Compost toilet, that's the urinal in the front that I can just take out and dump. And then, of course, the compost that you turn. So when you use it, and the reason why I did this again is because I don't need the blue fluids. I actually haven't used it yet. So this brownish stuff is just the peat moss. But when you pee, you keep it closed like this and it runs down the front and goes into here into the front tank. And then when you want to go number two, you open it up and you can see it's all peat moss. And again, I haven't used this, so I'm not trying to be gross or anything. It's just all peat moss. And so when you go to the bathroom, you just kind of stir it all in there and it'll compost. And I've got the vent out the side. Frosted window so you can't see anything. Shower head here. I just hung my trash over that for the moment, but full shower head, shower curtain. So it all works out pretty well. And let's see, lighting in there I didn't turn on. There's my lighting inside here. But it's big enough to be comfortable. You're not rubbing your elbows up against anything. Back here, okay, this is a little bit of a mess. Couple cans of diesel, 10 gallons of diesel in case I get caught somewhere between gas pumps. R10 foam. So if the outside of the bus here is about 140 degrees from the sun, inside here is about maybe 85 or 90 degrees, so it keeps it nice and cool. Same thing over here, same thing over the outside door. And then I've got my curtains to close off here and some old ball caps, backup camera. There's all my wiring for my trailer that I ran up to my main connectors up front, and vacuum. And then down here, I got a hot water heater that I can plug in here if I need to. Flick it on, it takes 1500 watts, but that'll give me 4 gallons of nice hot water. This will probably make a lot of you cringe, but it's not pretty, but it's extremely functional. And again, I like my wiring where I can see what's going on and easily get to it without having to tear the entire bus apart. Solar comes in here down to this switch. So as you can see right now, I'm at 98%. I'm charging at 700 watts. And if I want, I have a safety switch here. So if I have a safety switch here, so if something goes wrong, I can instantly kill the solar, and you'll see the watts go right down to back to draw. So it's pulling down. I have 4 kilowatt hours or 400 amp hours. Right here is now it's drawing, so you can see it's pulling down. But when it's charging, this blinks, and it'll be, those arrows will be up, and it'll get, you know, 700, 800, 900 watts. This is my MPPT charge controller where I can go through and Check the photovoltaic. It thinks it's night now because I just turned off the connection. Tells me the battery voltage. It tells me how much charge that I've put in. And like right here, I see it bringing 14 volts. And so kilowatt hours today, I've pulled in 2.6 kilowatt hours. And it is, what time is it? It is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I still have probably four more hours of sunshine, and I'm already at 90%. And overnight, even if I'm running everything, I only draw it down to maybe 60%, and that's running my computer, the refrigerator, my lights, recording everything. And it goes into the inverter here, and this is a 2,000-watt inverter, which is more than what I'll need, or excuse me, 3,000-watt inverter, which is more than I'll need, and that comes out to 220-amp outputs. One comes up here, which feeds my computer line and my my refrigerator, and the other one here comes all the way down to this one down there, and that feeds my hot water heater and my cooking coil. So this coil here runs over, runs up, runs down, and runs, you can see I bring it down there and run it along the floor all the way up to where I have it on my main countertop there. Now, if you're wondering why I ran the electricity on the outside of the wall, I originally had a fuse box back here with 110, which would be just normal Romex like you use inside of a house, but something went wrong with it, and it was either tear my walls apart to fix it or just run external cable on the outside. I decided to do the external cables. So that, guys, is my bus. It is, it's done. There's more, I'm sure, once I get on the road. I'm sure there's some things that I'll want to change or fix or modify. I kept everything pretty simple. I just wanted a workshop and a place I could hang my head and a place I could shower, a place I can do my YouTube videos from, and something I can drive and travel in as I go around the country. So it's nothing fancy. There's a million things I would have done differently. Now knowing what I know, I would have done a bunch of things differently. But you know, it's my first project like this. It's my first time really doing any 12 volt stuff. It's my first time doing anything with batteries, anything with solar, anything with 110 wiring, any work that I've done on this thing, any plumbing for the showers with water pump. Everything here was a first for me. I looked it up on the internet. I spent some time on RV forums, solar forums, on ways to repair water pumps on RVs. I mean, and YouTube. YouTube taught me a lot of this stuff. Now it seems the only thing I really watch anymore is YouTube and put my own content up, it seems. So updates, I'll probably give a little update as to where I am physically in my videos. So I might say, guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, live from wherever, Chattanooga, or from Billings, Montana, or something like that. But probably for my actual travels, it'll be it'll be on my other channel, which is called The Unknown Adventure. I'll probably put my bus channels there, or my bus videos there. And I'll also be putting, I've got a drone. I've got a really nice DJI drone. I'll be putting drone footage of areas that I am, and I'll get around to it eventually. I mean, a big part of me right now is going out to find some land and some property and get that purchased. And then I'm going to come back here and check on my father and the family, make sure that they're doing well. As you know, my father has Parkinson's and dementia, and things are kind of a little rough for him. So I'll be coming back and checking on them probably in 3-4 months. And then for the winter, hopefully I'll have a land and maybe a little house or cabin or something I can go up to. So follow me over on The Unknown Adventure. Same thing on Instagram if you want to see my photography. The_unknown_adventure on Instagram. And the best place to probably keep up with me on, if you don't want to follow everything in the world, I will be putting all my videos and all consolidation on my betterbachelor.locals.com channel on locals.com. You can support me over there as well, just in case YouTube decides to yeet my channels. Guys, that's it for me. I'm Better Bachelor. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. This is my house. And maybe I'll be coming nearby to a town nearby. Maybe I'll be coming by a town near you sometime soon. English is hard. We'll see you soon.